The number of traffic accidents on Czech roads dropped sharply after a new point system was introduced in 2006, but since then it has been on a slow but steady increase. To fight the rising number of car crashes, the General Automotive Club of the Czech Republic has joined the European Road Assessment Program and created a map highlighting the most dangerous roads in the country. I talked to the head of the Automotive Club's International Department, Miroslav Firt, and asked him who the map was meant for.
These maps are based on real accident and traffic data that we have available from the police. Of course, this map is aimed for the general public as well as the road authorities in the country to see what the situation is at the moment.
Which roads in the Czech Republic are the most dangerous?
The map shows specific pieces of the roads which are more dangerous than others. Basically, we can say that the safest roads in the country are always the highways, the motorways, or the expressways. It may sound surprising, but D1, the highway between Prague and Brno, which sometimes is called Road of Death, this road is about 4 to 5 times safer than other roads in the country.
When you compare Czech roads to roads in other countries in the region, are we better or worse?
We are not really much worse, especially when we talk about highways. The problem maybe is that our network is not so dense as in some neighboring countries, especially in Germany. But the situation is not really that bad, although the numbers are really alarming regarding our traffic accidents and their results.
Czech drivers have a bad reputation. Do you think the map will help improve driving in the Czech Republic?
In some way it could. If they have a choice based on such a map, they can of course take some other route. They can decide to drive differently. This is not the case always, of course. On the other hand, they are informed about some risky parts of the roads, and this should somehow appeal to them. Hopefully, they should react and behave better than they normally do on the roads.
Miroslav Firt of the Czech Automotive Club ending that report.